I'm out of tune, you're out of key. I think it's you, you think it's me. What are the words I did forget? I'm musical missteps.
What is up, Dre? Welcome to the first Monday of 2022 and an all-new episode of Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. This week, we managed to keep it far less vulgar than last week. We head back to Teen Mom for our subject, and I talk about how I almost got in a fight in a New Jersey train station. All of that and more right now on Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps.
We can do, look back and laugh, bailed out with James and Zach.
Ever since I can't remember, I've been working these. Then they better put my money in my hand.
I know you're sick of the sick dog when you see the real
man,
thicker.
Hey man, it's your boy Project Pata, and you listening to Bailed Out, a podcast of musical missteps. You know what I'm saying? Stay on your grind. It's going down. Your boy Project Pata.
Because I'm dirty sucker. French braid gold teeth. I'm out here making sense. Because I'm out here making dollars.
What is up, everybody? I am Zach, joined by my handsome, but not quite as handsome as me, brother James, there in lovely Tampa Bay, Florida. How are we doing this week, Uncle James?
Well, you can't argue with the truth, Zach. I'd like to have a rebuttal there, but I don't think I can.
Oh, well, it's okay. It's all right.
What's happening, man? What has gone on since last week? I feel like last week's episode, did you get any feedback? I got some feedback.
I got a little bit of feedback. Nothing too crazy, though. Not as bad as what I think you thought it was going to be.
My wife said she was ashamed of me.
Yeah. No, I didn't get any of that. Mom of the podcast said it was a little vulgar. I told her, well, it was just the nature of the song.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was trying to explain to Amanda. It wasn't us.
It's like telling CNN what they're putting on the air is violent. It's not them. They're just documenting what's going on.
Exactly, yeah.
We're just the journalist.
Yeah, exactly. We're doing our journalistic duties, but right. some of the jokes were a little questionable, I will say.
Well, you know, I feel like anything with people trying to be funny or what they might call comedy, you're going to have some questionable things happen. We're just here to kick the facts, guys.
Kicking the facts. So, since we are kicking the facts, I did mess up a lyric on last week's episode.
Okay.
When he the girl got undressed and he stayed instead of calling up one of his female friends on speed dial.
Yes.
I said I hung up and received her. It's actually I hung up the receiver.
Oh,
yeah.
Good call, because I listened to it back and I didn't pick up on it. So that's good. I'm glad you did. The subject in question this week,
ooh,
is a very is going to be an interesting one as well, because again, it's one of those things where you cannot find lyrics, so I had to listen to this thing about 800 times.
I hate that.
You know, like you say, sometimes when you get really upset, you know, I'm fucking pissed this week. I really am just, beyond upset at this individual, you know?
All right. And, well, I'll be the judge, man. I'll determine what's going on here.
Tell me, man. Tell me what's going on. All right.
You'll have to present the evidence.
The evidence is coming, guys. Evidence is coming. Are you ready to get into it?
Yeah, I don't really have much. I just had the hung up the receiver for our younger listeners back in the day when you had a phone. There was a phone receiver. That's the thing you put your head into.
Landlines.
Yeah, exactly. We don't have that anymore.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Let's go. Give it to me.
Dude. All right, here we go. We are breaking down a gentleman this week, okay? I'm going to tell you the name of the song first, when it was released, all that good stuff. Okay. You are not going to know who this person is by their rap name. You may know who it is when I tell you who it is. Okay. But the this gentleman is hailing from Bloomfield, New Jersey, bud.
Oh, the Garden State. Okay.
Garden State. So this fella's name is Nick B. Is his
Nick
rap
B.
name.
Nick B. Nick okay. B.
Okay. Nick B stands for Nerd and Cool Kids Body.
Oh, okay.
Also,
Nick B, a shitty rapper.
Right. Nick B, a shitty rapper.
We've been doing a lot of rap songs lately.
Well, they're sometimes, man. You just got to get it is what it is. this one here is wildly funny to me. The song is called Unthinkable, the remix.
Ooh, it's a remix.
Okay. And I want to
get you heard the original?
I have. And okay. Do you want to know who that belongs to?
Yeah, I do.
Not Nick B. This song is a direct ripoff, okay?
Oh, he remixed somebody else's song.
Right. Okay. The song is so the individual also his real name is Joe, okay? Or Javi or whatever they are. Joe, I think is right. So okay. He was on Teen Mom.
Another Teen Mommer, man. Mama. You're all over right. The Teen Mom.
Yeah, this guy was the one who had the baby Isaac with Kale, if you're familiar with that one.
Not at all.
No. All right. Well, anyway, that's who he is. So he decided he was going to be a rapper, right? The song is a direct ripoff of Alicia Keys' Unthinkable.
I like all Alicia right? Keys. Okay.
Right. Okay. Alicia Keys' version was released in 2009. You know, it was on the album The Element of Freedom. The song actually was a number one song in the great United States of America for 8 weeks.
Nice. Which one? So I don't like I'm bad with song names and titles. How's it go?
I'll figure it out. Yeah, okay. So the chorus of the song that is in question today, all right, is the exact same chorus of the Alicia Keys song, just sang by somebody else.
Okay.
The beat is also the exact same.
Okay.
So he just takes this Alicia Keys song, puts his raps over it, and has somebody else sing the hook. Is what he does.
Sounds like something we would do.
Well, yeah, but this is perpetrated as his own art, though. That's what's crazy. You know what I mean?
I do. So what are you thinking on bail for this bad boy, Zach?
Bail for this, I'm going to set it at $436,000.
$436,000. Dang. 436. All right. So now that we got a $436,000 bail, now is the time. For the people to go check it out.
Nick B.
We'll put the link in the description. Good luck to you.
You give me a feeling that I've never felt before. And I deserve it. Yeah. It's becoming something that's impossible to ignore.
Hey, pretty mommy. You look. All right, welcome back. Let's get into this jam now, Zach. Let's go.
So, with that being said, I'm going to send this to you.
Let's go. So, when did he release this song?
I'm so sorry. He released it in 2011. It was really hard to find information on this, okay?
Yeah, sure.
There's another gentleman. So, the gentleman that's singing the hook, his name is Steve with two E's. Steeve.
Oh, Steve.
Steve. Cheese. Didn't we not get him for once? It got out. All right. So here we go. And here it is. Why didn't mean to do that? This was released on this YouTube here 10 years ago. OK.
Okay. 10 years ago. Okay.
It's got 1.1 million views.
Not bad. I'd take a million view video.
Yeah.
Our most viewed YouTube video, I think, is right around 300.
Well, we don't do a lot on the YouTube.
All right. I have got the video.
All right. He's got the video.
Here we go.
Yep. And just describe what you're seeing there as it begins. It's kind of entertaining to me, and not in a good way.
It says Santo Films. Oh, it's two dudes.
Mm-hmm. Nick B is the Hispanic fellow.
Okay. Walking down the street. Looks like they're going into the bodega.
The bodega. All right.
Oh, he's found some dude with a sweet hat. They're dapping it up. So, oh, he gave me a wink.
Thank he gave you the wink. He gave me the eye wink.
Yeah, so this is okay. So the it starts off with these two dudes walking down the street, going into the bodega. There's a black dude and a Hispanic dude. You say the Hispanic dude is Nick.
That's Nick B.
Okay, Nick B. They go into the bodega. As they go into bodega, they see a gentleman that they know, and he daps up the dudes, and as he walks through the aisle towards the camera, he stops.
What's his
gives a little wink.
What's his shirt say?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see. Oh, made in Newark.
Made in Newark, baby.
I almost got in a fight at a train station in Newark, New Jersey, one time.
Doesn't seem hard to do. You can almost get in a fight at the gospel choir church down there in New Jersey.
That is true. So yeah, me and Dad were in New Jersey catching the train into the city. Or we were going from the city back to our hotel. We were staying in New Jersey. And we were waiting for our train. We had to like switch trains. And it was me and Dad, and there were these drunk dudes. And this dude just got in my personal space. And anyway, if Dad wasn't there, I don't remember exactly what happened, but Dad de-escalated the situation. All right, so yeah, made in New Jersey. Here comes the wink. Thank you for that. All right, now there looks like they're picking up some snacks and some beverages. Oh, there's a girl now. Oh, okay. She looks straight out of the Jersey Shore.
Right.
Is that Snooki before she got on Jersey Shore?
It may
so
be.
She's checking out, and Nick B comes up to the counter to check out after her, and they see each other, and it plays in slow motion.
Yeah.
Love connection here. She goes out. Oh, he follows her.
Yeah, he leaves like a bum.
All right, so it comes straight into the chorus, and this guy is singing. Steve is singing, and he's singing in an alto or maybe a soprano. I don't know, but he's hitting the high notes here.
He's hitting the high notes.
Not very good.
No.
All right, so he has stalked this woman to a field with some cherry blossoms.
Right.
And she's just trying to walk home from the bodega, and he just pulls up behind her and
right, there you go. Dude. How much do you think was spent on this video so far? You know what I mean? Like, the quality doesn't get any better.
No. This is not, and this isn't even like the other Teen Mom subject we had. There are no permits or anything for this. Mm-mm. They're just guerrilla style out there with some cheap cameras, maybe a GoPro. And probably Nick B's little sister filming.
Yeah.
Or probably his child he had from the show. All right. Let's see. Nick B Unthinkable Remix coming up. All right. It shows them in the bed together, though. And then
Yeah, like at the Motel 6 or something. At the Motel. Yeah.
Hey, pretty mommy, you look sweet. I mean, you the type of shorty I've been dying to meet. I'm surviving the heat. You the vibe of these hot streets like a hot beat. So every rhyme about you gotta be deep. Beauty and brains combined, you so complete. Your pinky toe ring shining highlights your feet. The city is your playground. Your voice is my favorite sound. I wanna lay you down like a track every time we meet. My appetite for you is becoming obese. I'm ready to bite, but I'm like a dog with no teeth. Until you give me a chance, I'm a branch with no leaves. Cold with no fleece, in the desert with no breeze. You bring light to the shadows in the night. Through the stress and the strife and the battles and the fights. Your beauty alone is motivation to get my life right. So many stairs, now let's take it to the top flight.
This is a long verse.
Right.
All right, all right. I mean, to the end of the first verse.
There
so they're in. They're in the park. Beautiful setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Could this possibly be MacArthur Park that they're in?
It could be.
Does anybody see?
Look for the cake.
Any cake.
Right. I really dig the line when he says that my appetite for you is growing obese.
Yes.
That's good. That's good.
All right, man. Give me the lyrics.
Let's all right, I'm going to give you lyrics of what I got, okay?
All right.
So, obviously, it opens up, like James said, the chorus is what we get into. I'll read that for you folks, too. You give me a feeling that I've never felt before.
Mm-hmm.
And I deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's becoming something that's impossible to ignore. And I can't take it. And I'm wondering, baby.
I tell you what, I can't take this fucking song and video. Well,
so these words were written and performed by Alicia Keys originally. Okay.
Yeah, well, this is different.
Right. This is different. So anyway, those are words not by Steve.
I'm wondering why he decided to remix this song, quote unquote, remix it.
Right.
Also known as stealing it.
Right. Yeah. All right. So Nick B comes in with the fire. Hey, pretty mommy, you look so sweet. You the type of shorty that I've been dying to meet.
Okay, good.
I'm surviving the heat. You the vibe of these hot streets.
But it's
like
it looks like it's cold outside.
It looks cold outside. It does.
It's definitely, it looks like a fall, a dreary fall day.
It does. One guy is wearing, Nick's wearing the jacket. Even at the bodega. Nick mm-hmm. might be a little cold-blooded. I don't know. The other gentlemen are wearing some t-shirts. You know, I don't know. And she doesn't look like she's really bundled up too much.
No, I mean, it's not like cold, but it's not hot.
I'm going to say it's a good 68 degrees out.
No, it's less than that. 62.
You think it's 62? Okay, I'll settle for 62. Maybe meet in the middle at 65, but I don't
65
know.
65 it is.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, the vibe of the hot streets, like a hot beat. So every rhyme about you gotta be deep. Sorry. Beauty brains combined, so you complete. Your pinky toe ring show highlight your feet.
Oh, nice. Well, this is my thing, right? So it appears as though he just stalked this girl at the bodega.
Yeah.
She hasn't even spoke a word to him yet. How does he know how smart she is?
He's got no clue. He's just trying to, you know.
Just saying whatever, throwing shit at the wall and hope it sticks.
Right. He's trying to not get her pregnant.
Yeah, and the first thing he notices, though, so they're all bundled up, but he knows that she's got a pinky toe ring.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a Jersey staple, bud.
Apparently it is.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I bet those dudes that almost fought in Newark probably had pinky toe rings.
I bet they had a gold chain.
Actually, you know what? They look like they were on their way back to maybe like college, like Princeton or something. They weren't. I mean, trust me, if they looked scary, I wouldn't have tried to fight them.
They weren't normal Jersey guys.
No, they were Ivy Leaguers for sure.
Oh, okay, all right.
No, it wasn't DJ Pauly D and
Run Pauly D. Sure.
No. I wouldn't fuck with those guys on the train.
All right, so your city is your playground. Your voice is my favorite sound. I want to lay you down like a track every time we meet.
Oh, okay.
Lay it so down from what track. What I'm getting is he wants to make love to her very poorly.
Oh, for sure.
Very bad. Very poorly. Yeah, he's like, no, I want to lay you down like this track. That's garbage.
Yeah, that's right. You know what I mean? His lovemaking is anything like this song.
Yeah,
she needs to get out of there.
Run. Don't do it, man. And then in my one of my favorite lines of this song, my appetite for you is growing obese. I'm ready to bite, but I'm a dog with no teeth.
That's an interesting sight. It's like a 19-year-old Chihuahua.
Right. Cataracts. That's what I was say. We have a wonderful dog. Her name's Cammy. She's about 11-year-old Lhasa Apso, and she's got, you know, we've had to pull a lot of her teeth, and I'd imagine, you know.
That's an attractive vision. That really makes me wanna get in bed with you.
Right, got the one glazy like glassed over eye, no fucking teeth. You know,
he better hope that girl has the same vision as that dog, or he ain't got a chance.
No chance, man. No chance. Oh my god! And until you give me a chance, I'm a branch with no leaves.
So he's a dog with no teeth on probably a vegetarian diet, so he could be eating. He ate the leaves off the tree. Yeah, that's why the branch doesn't have any trees, because the vegetarian no teeth dog had to eat it.
Right. He's in the cold with no fleece. Mm. Got news for you, bud. Old Navy's always got the fucking sale. You know what I mean?
Old Navy's always got those performance fleeces.
Oh, yeah. Performance fleece, baby.
He can also, you can get some cotton.
Yeah, cotton's fine. Cotton's fine.
Yeah, fleece.
Yeah. You know, the touch, the feel, it's the fabric of our lives is what they
say. It is, man.
But fleece is important, I feel like. He's also in the desert with no breeze. That sounds problematic, I guess.
I'd rather have, if I was in the desert, I'd rather have water.
Right. I think you're right. She brings light in the shadows of the night through the streets or through the stress, the strife. The battle and the fights. Your beauty alone is motivation to get my life right.
Well, this is wrong. So you haven't started yet, man.
Man.
But I was in Las Vegas one time in the desert.
Yeah, let's hear it. Okay. Yeah.
And no bullshit. It was, if I remember correctly, like 116 degrees.
Yeah.
It was fucking hot. Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say it's a dry heat, but once you get up to a certain point, it doesn't matter.
You know, so I was in the Kook one time.
Yeah, Kook. And, that's Rancho Cucamonga, for those who don't know.
Kook. And it was 112 one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like it was not that bad.
Well, it was bad this time in Vegas. And it was breezy that day. And I'm telling you, that breeze did not help at all. It just felt like the heat was slapping me in the face.
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't want a breeze when it's that hot. I'm not kidding, man. Because I've been to Vegas I don't know how many times I've been to Vegas. But I just remember that one time and it was so hot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Is it sticky? Like Vegas looks like when you walk around, like your shoes just stick to everything.
It's definitely sticky. It's a combination of liquor and semen, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No bodily fluid and mostly white trash people. Because the people who have got a decent amount of money, they're not walking up and down the strip.
No.
It's just the people from the Midwest who go there
that are walking. People from Anderson, Indiana.
Exactly.
Yeah, like let's go see the Hoover Dam and hit the slots.
Which I have done and I like. Okay, are we done with that verse?
No.
Oh, there's still more.
We're almost done.
All right. We'll edit about 90% of that out too.
Right. So it ends with so many stairs. Let's take it to the top flight.
Oh, so many
stairs. And it goes into the chorus.
Okay.
Okay. And we know how that goes. All right. Okay. And then you can go ahead and resume play there.
All right. All right. Yeah. I mean, he said so many stares. I thought he was like talking about people like staring at her, but then he took it to the
top flight. Yeah. Gotcha. Like they're climbing the stairs. Gotcha. Hopefully there's not many because
he says hopefully. Those. Hopefully it's not like the, you know, the New World Trade Center. That's a lot of stairs.
Poof.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let's get back into this banger.
Walk that walk, it's your world lock and key. Your body is high feminine technology. Nonchalantly smelling like fresh laundry. You got me spilling my heart calm and strongly. There's no particular remedy at the pharmacy. My only cure is me and you in true harmony. Now what's the deal, ma? Can we go and chill? You say I'm kinda young, lady, you'll be saying I'm kinda fun. I'm not some wannabe gangbanger that's got a gun. I'm not some kind of insane stranger that's on the run. Now when you done getting your pretty hair and toes done, I'll come and get you, spend a little dough and time with you. I'm ready to start from the very bottom and climb with you. And soon I can find you some diamonds and shine with you. I know you got a lot of dudes trying to wife you. Now we could keep the wolves in line, but me, I'm trying to be beside you.
Oh no, this is a spring day because the cherry blossoms. So this is probably April.
All right.
All right. Good verse. Good verse. So that verse, almost that entire verse, they're in the hotel. Looks like the Holiday Inn, I'm guessing.
Right, the Holiday Inn, whatever.
The stalking through MacArthur Park has worked.
It's paid off.
He saw her at the bodega, followed her through the park. They have ended up at the Holiday Inn Newark Airport. I'm sure they got that room by the hour, I bet.
Probably. I mean, it looks classy.
Class.
Excuse me. Yeah, man. So, I mean, his stocking, like, it's paid off. Good for him.
That's right. Those sweet lyrics worked. Apparently, she's attracted to dogs with cataract and no teeth.
Right.
All right. So, what's going on in this verse, man? Give me the lyrics on this.
Let's go here. Walk that walk, lock and key.
Okay.
You're high feminine technology.
High feminine technology.
High feminine technology.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not too sure exactly what that means.
Well, you know, I think he's saying that he's liking the way her derriere looks. High feminine technology, bud.
Oh, technology is technology. A booty.
I don't really know. I mean, I'm just. But I will say this. This may be probably. There's a lot of good lines in this song, but this one I do believe is my favorite.
This one's your favorite. Okay.
Nonchalantly smelling like fresh laundry.
I mean, so here's the thing. That's what I expect most people to smell like.
Right.
Nonchalantly smelling like laundry you picked up the floor from last week. Like that's
not me. I'm not TO'd because you're smelling like BO. Go take a shower, you dirty asshole. Damn. Come on, Zach B in this motherfucker.
So she smells like Gain dryer sheets.
Smells like Gain downy sheets.
A little, smells like some Tide.
Her mom's praying for Tide, right? Yeah. Mom, I can't wear it. I can't. This all's not working. I will not nonchalantly smell like fresh laundry. Okay. You know, like what the fuck? Oh my God.
I will say I love the smell of some good fresh laundry.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean it is, man.
Yeah, be careful though. Don't leave your laundry on the floor because the dog with cataracts will definitely piss on it.
He will piss on that.
He or she.
The next line here, I am not sure of what he is saying. Okay.
Okay.
Me spelling my something. I have no idea what he says.
Okay.
I've listened to this several times. I cannot figure it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me play it back. See if I can
play it back. See if you can figure it out.
Okay.
But I've got no clue.
All right.
Got me spelling something my heart. Wrongly.
You got me spilling my heart. Hold on, let me play again.
You got me spilling my heart,
You got me spilling my heart. Something
calm strong, and strongly.
Strongly, yeah.
Calm and fresh, strong. I don't.
Fresh pastrami.
Fresh pastrami. No bologna.
Deadly tsunami.
Right.
I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. What else? Okay. So what do you say now?
There is no particular remedy at the pharmacy.
Oh man, dang! He needs to get a Z-pack.
He's in trouble. Well,
I bet that guy's got a lot of stuff that a Z-pack's not going to get.
That's what I was thinking. There's no particular remedy for him at the pharmacy. Another reason for her to run away. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Nick's got the gift that be given.
Given. Look, man, lady. Given,
right?
If a guy comes up to you and says, "Hey,
hey,
I've been to the pharmacy. They can't help me."
Yeah.
Do you want to go to the Holiday Inn Newark Airport?
Probably not.
No, don't go. Leave. Take your chances in MacArthur Park with those weird dudes. Just
watching the checkers. Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, oh, man. But, okay, the only cure is you and me in true harmony. Now, what's the deal, Ma? Can we go chill? You say I'm kind of young. Later you will say I'm kind of fun.
Oh.
Not, yeah.
He likes the cougars.
Man, it's right.
This girl in the video looks younger.
She's younger than he is. Yeah, yeah, she is. Yeah, yeah. He's actually married to this lady now.
Oh, good. It's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending. Okay.
Good. Are they still married?
They are. They are.
Do they have any children?
They do.
And have they exploited those children on cable television for fame and
they
money?
They have.
Awesome. Perfect. That makes perfect sense to me.
Right. Yeah. You know, I'm not some kind to gangbang that's got a gun. I'm not some kind of insane stranger on the run.
Oh. Okay, good. Well, how do we know that? Just because you say that doesn't mean it's true.
I bet Ted Bundy said that shit too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So this guy's line so far is like, "Hey, you smell like Downy.
Mm-hmm.
I have something that's not curable.
Yeah.
And I'm not a crazy gangbanger hiding anything.
Nothing.
Would you have sex with me?
Please."
And apparently the answer was yes.
Yeah. She's like, okay.
All right. Done. Okay.
Well, great. I mean, I figure, man, most guys on the Jersey Shore probably are just like, yeah, so yeah, I've got it. So you know, yeah. So it's nothing new.
That is
true. Now, when you're done getting your pretty hair and toes done, I'll come get you. Spend a little dough and time with you.
Okay, all right.
I'm ready to start at the bottom and climb with you. Mm-hmm. And soon as I find some diamonds, I'm going to shine with you.
He has to find the diamonds.
He's got to find them. Where are the diamonds?
You have to spin the dough.
He's got to spin that dough.
Go to Zales, and that's where the diamonds are, bro.
Zales is the bottom. Every kiss begins with K, you cheap bastard. You know? Yeah,
right, exactly. Go to the fucking, head over to Philly, go to the King of Prussia Mall.
King of Prussia Mall?
I bet they have plenty of diamond stores there.
Yeah, yeah.
And spend some of that dough.
Spend some of that dough.
Take her to California. Take her to California Pizza Kitchen afterwards.
Well, see, that's probably the dough he's wanting to spend.
Size it up.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's just some diamonds laying around that he finds.
Who knows? Might be, you know? Oh, my God. I know you got a lot of dudes trying to wife you. Mm-hmm. We can keep the moves in line, but me, I'm trying to be by your side.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's it. And it goes back into the chorus again.
Verse two, done. Lyrical masterpiece.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got more, bud. We've got more to come.
Why do I have a feeling that we have more to come?
No, there's more to come.
All right, let me get on in. So I'm going to listen to this.
Even when I think to myself, it seems you can hear it. Like my thoughts was a loud whisper. You met me halfway when I kissed you. When we touched, I felt your body shiver. This day I stay in my mind frame like a proud picture. I'm trying to get tight with you and make your life simple. I'm trying to be there for you and make you feel royal. Make sure you stay fresh like newborn baby breath. Impressed with everything about you, even the way you dress. Do I deserve you? The answer is yes, yo. You looking luscious like an avocado from Mexico. Let's keep this running like we fresh out of Texaco. You look flexible, can we get sexual? To get technical, I'm feeling like an addict now. I'm on the road, but I can't wait to get back in town. Middle class with dimes, I found this quarter. Your parents deserve an award for making such a daughter. We came this far and I'm trying to take it further. Now take a walk with me and we can escape this torture.
I like the dramatic pause at the end of that verse. That was good.
Yeah. It was very
dramatic. Very good. I
will say, there's a lot of work here. Yeah. A
lot of them. I will say that I feel like he's got a pretty nice haircut.
Oh, he's always got a good haircut.
Yeah, because you know his hair, that style.
Yeah, his hair is always looking good.
It's fresh, man. All right. So looks like we're going international now.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, Eagle. All right. Here we go. Even when I think to myself, it seems like you can hear it. Like my thoughts are a loud whisper.
That's just called speaking.
Right. You met me a loud whisper. Yes. Yeah.
That's John Mayer.
Hey, James! Yeah, that is. Yeah. Bodies.
I liked. Hey, I met John Mayer. Nice guy.
I've never met John Mayer.
I did.
Yeah, I always thought John Mayer was okay.
I've been on a John Mayer kick a little bit lately.
Yeah, well, I'll get on like that Heartbreak Warfare album was pretty good. I dug that a little bit, but he seems like a douchebag to me.
Yeah, I could see that. It was a very cordial meeting when I met him.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, maybe John's not so bad. I don't know. Taylor Swift says otherwise. anyway, I'm.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not a guy you want to date, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure not, you dirty bastard, John. All right. You met me halfway when I kissed you. When we touched, I felt your body shiver.
That's called fear.
That is fair.
It's like, what's this guy giving me right now that there's no cure for?
She wasn't racing to get a condom. She was running away. You tackled her. You stay in my mind, frame like a proud picture. I'm trying to get tight with you. And make your life simple.
Oh, I have a pretty good feeling that if you end up with this guy, it's going to be pretty simple life.
Pretty simple life.
I mean, just call up Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton because it's about to be simple life.
Simple life, baby. Simple life.
Because they would be on that show.
For sure. Well, they're already on a show. Some sort of, yeah. I'm trying to be there for you and make you feel royal.
Oh.
Make sure you stay fresh like a newborn baby's breath.
Hey, you know what? Who's got fresher breath than a newborn baby?
I don't know, man. Formula fucking smells bad, dude. Well,
right out the womb, though. No formula yet. I'm talking straight out the womb.
I don't really know. So open your mouth. Open your mouth, baby. Let me smell that. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
That formula is pretty rank.
But oh, God, it smells so bad.
He says he's going to keep her like a royal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this guy doesn't even know how to go to freaking De Beers.
That's so funny. Hey, look, Dillard's was his price limit. Okay, this is it. Dillard's is where I'm stopping. That's so fucking funny. Oh my god, dude. I'm so impressed with everything about you, even the way you dress. Do I deserve you? The answer is yes.
I guess that he made that call on his own.
Yeah. Right. Another Ted Bundy.
You don't get to tell someone you deserve them.
Right. Do I deserve you? Fuck yeah, I do, bitch.
Fucking A.
Go make me a sandwich.
The question is, do you deserve me?
Right. Oh my god. Yo. You looking like luscious. Oh my god. You look luscious. Like an avocado from Mexico.
Yeah, not those California avocados.
Fuck no, man. These are the real deals.
Give me the real deals. Man, on our vacation.
Yeah.
Freaking, I'm not kidding you, dude. They had avocados on these that islands. Big. Not even kidding. And they said those were the small ones because they weren't even really
in season
yet. Yeah.
Whoa, it's a big huge avocado.
I don't like them, but.
You don't like avocados?
No, not a big avocado fan.
Man, I love avocado guacamole.
Yeah, I'm not a big guac guy.
No. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I've developed an unfortunate allergic reaction to avocados.
Well,
it's terrible. Yeah, because I love them. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could trade allergies or something. Let's keep it running like we fresh out of Texaco. So,
okay.
I'm a little confused with this line. Like, they are fresh out of Texaco, like they're fresh out of gas, because they're not keeping it running if they're fresh out of gas.
They just lived out of
dipped out of the Texaco.
That's got to be it, yeah, because the other thing doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, fuck, dude.
Because everything else is right on point.
You look flexible. Can we get sexual?
Not a good thing to say to somebody as you're chasing them through the park.
No. You look flexible, bitch.
I mean,
come on over here.
How do you determine if somebody looks flexible?
Dude, like, fuck if I know, man.
Unless this guy, it's like Dominique Mociano.
Right?
I'm not too sure. Like, who knows?
I'm not too sure, buddy. To get technical, I'm fiending like an addict now. I'm on the road, but I can't wait to get back in town. The fuck's he going to the road to? You know what I mean? Like, what'd you do? Go over the fucking, like, Philly? Or, I mean, like,
yeah.
You know?
With the Delaware.
Right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, where do you reckon this guy? Maybe he went to Mexico to get him some of those avocados?
I don't know, man. I don't know where the fuck you're on the road to, but. Jesus, stay gone.
Yeah, not stay come back. Gone. Take this song with you.
Yeah, just
don't bring it back.
Don't bring it back. Middle class with dimes. I found this quarter. I don't get that one. Okay. Your parents deserve an award for making such a daughter.
Okay.
We came this far, and I'm trying to get take it further. I'm sorry. Now, take a walk with me and we'll escape this torture.
This song is torturous.
What? Man, yeah. Well, so that's the thing is you're not walking fast enough, Nick. Walk a little fucking faster, okay?
Run.
She was already trying to escape the torture and you done tackled the bitch. Fucking chloroformed her, drug her back to the fucking Holiday Inn Express. You know what I mean?
Holiday at Newark Airport.
The Newark Airport, whatever.
Yeah.
The bitch is there. She's against her will, I'm quite certain.
No doubt about it. I'm not a murderer, but I did stay at the Holiday Inn Express last night.
Right? I'm not a gangbanger with a gun.
Nope.
I do have a rope and chloroform in the back of my car.
What kind of award do you get for raising a child to look a certain way? Because I thought it was only like coffee mugs is what you got.
Yeah, coffee mugs. Yeah, coffee
mugs. World's hottest daughter.
Right? What do you put that?
That's what, yeah, I'm going to get a coffee mug that says, I raised the world's hottest daughter, according to Nick B. and Steve.
Steve! Yeah,
that's a long coffee mug, but it's a big coffee mug. But we can get on
coffee mug. Speaking of coffee mugs, man, you should have seen this coffee mug I got at the aunt of the podcast.
Okay,
for Christmas, it's quite wonderful.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, it doubles as a coffee pot, a coffee mug, and a bowl.
Oh, dang, man.
And it says Wake and Bake Coffee Company on it. I thought it was for decoration. She did inform us it does work.
It works.
And I felt even better. I was proud at that point. Like, that's really cool.
So it's like you want to get high, but also you're already tired. So you want to stay awake for the high.
Yeah. A little upper, a little downer.
Yeah.
Mix them up.
So you're just, so it's just normal.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm not really certain. I don't know how that works.
Well, Jeezy Pete's, is that the end finally?
That's the end. I think it plays out a little bit.
I got about
more.
30 seconds.
Go ahead and take that out there.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. For booking information, contact.
Oh, yeah, I already saw that. And you know what's going to happen with those.
CozyManagement@gmail.com. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
For video information, contact Santos Films. Oh, we got to email these people.
Oh, we're going to email those people. All right. As soon as I saw that, I was like, they're going to get a copy of this episode.
Congratulations.
Surprise, my bad out.
I wonder,
you should get an award for making such a shitty song. It's not a coffee cup.
We should make awards and figure out how to send them to the people.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
I love it.
Let's do it. All right. Dag. Yeah. Well, Zach, man, you got another doozy for us.
Yeah, here we go. Here it is, man. So you remember what the bail was?
It was 432,000, what was it?
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll go with that.
But you don't remember what it was either?
I really don't. I really don't.
I didn't bring my pad and pen with me. I got to do better. I'll do better next
That's
time.
Okay. That's okay, man. We can call it whatever you want. We can call the bail anywhere between $400,000 to $600,000.
It was in that range.
We'll call it that. I don't think it's going to matter.
Oh, man. So here's the thing. I mean, just ripping off somebody is just unacceptable.
You know what's funny is, right?
What?
Is Casey goes, people don't realize that he ripped this song off. I'm like, oh yeah, no, they realize it. She's like, why have they not get sued? I said, well, I don't think they're really worried about the $4.86 that Nick B made off this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
That's true. I mean, because that we should probably not be able to play some of these podcasts.
No.
With the amount of music we play on them. But until somebody finds it and tells us to stop,
here we go.
We keep doing it, yeah. And then if we do get caught, I'll just go through and edit the music out. Not a big deal. Like, it is what it is. I mean, yeah, if they want to come to us for all the cash we've hauled in on bailed out, fine.
You can have it.
You can have it. With that being said, I will tell you what. When I heard this song, Zach, I would not have realized that it was a ripoff because I still do not know the Alicia Keys song.
But yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I really didn't either. I just, when I was listening to it, I was like, that sounds familiar. Why does this sound so familiar? Why does this sound so familiar? And Casey did the same thing. She's like, that's somebody else's song, I'm telling you. And I did research on it. And I was like, well, fuck, goddamn it, somebody else sung. This song was number one for 8 weeks. So that's a lot of people have heard it. Right, exactly. So it's not just like a, you know, a fucking, you know, like a Macho Man Randy Savage song that you try to rip off. You know, like people have heard this.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's not one of the Alicia Keys songs I am familiar with. With that being said, the difference between Alicia Keys and Steve is, I don't want to say shocking because I knew it was not even close, but yeah, there's a reason Alicia Keys was number one.
Well, I'll tell you what the difference is.
Tell me.
Talent. Just talent. That's it. I mean, man, you know. Sorry, Steve.
Yeah,
but you need to leave.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many reasons that this song has ended up on Bailed Out. Obviously, the ripping off, shitty lyrics,
shitty singing,
shitty rapping, the winking of the dude. Still don't understand what that was for.
Shitty production of the video, the whole thing.
Yeah, man. So that being said, my official judgment is obviously no. This song required them just almost zero talent. They stole the beat. They even stole the entire lyrics of the verse.
Right.
So this guy just wrote some weak ass lyrics and put it out there for the world, and he's got 1 million views.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, judgment is final.
Nixon the fucking slammer.
So is Steve.
Oh yeah, take Steve. And the two fucks at the end with the creditations, with the booking and the video making. You're guilty too, fuckers.
Yeah. The wife, she can stay out because she's just being a good wife and playing along.
She was not his wife at this point. She was hired help.
Oh, she was hired.
Hired help at this point, my dude. They didn't get married until after this. She's in the fucking slammer too. Whole fucking family. Throw them all in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she is hired help. I didn't know she was hired help. I thought like that was his girlfriend at the time they were dating.
No,
that
was not his girlfriend. No, it's not his girlfriend. That was just some video vixen. You know, here's your award, parents. You're in the fucking slammer too for being associated with some bullshit. Okay.
Your award is a warrant.
Right. God damn it.
Signed by Judge Bailed Out.
Right.
Fucking oh God.
Here awards this here soap on a rope. Good luck.
That's a good one, Zach. I like it.
Hey, thanks, all right. Man.
Well, there it is, another rap song. I tell you what, Zach, I dig the rap songs. Next week, though, I'm gonna find a song that's not a rap song.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I think we've been going too hard at the rappers here recently.
They make some good stuff.
They do, man. That's right. All right, so now it is time.
It's time for the good stuff.
For the good jams. All right, so my song today, Zach.
Tell me.
Comes all the way from the United Kingdom.
Oh.
Edinburgh, Scotland, to be exact.
Okay.
This song is from a group called The Water Boys.
Not familiar, man.
Not very popular here in the States. The song did not chart in the States.
The Water Boys,
yeah. The song did not chart in the States. They've had tons of albums. This song comes from their 1985 album called This Is the Sea. It was released on Island Records here in the States and Chris Ellis Records internationally. My wife chose this song. So big up to Amanda. The song is called Hole of the Moon.
Put a torch in your pocket and the wind at your heels. You climbed on the ladder and you know.
All right. Well, I'm about to check this out. I'm excited.
It's a really good song.
I'm excited for new music.
Yeah. So when the song was initially released in 85, it actually wasn't very successful. but it hit number three in the UK in 1991. It was re-released on like a greatest hits album. The song has been covered by the likes of Fiona Apple.
Okay.
Mandy Moore.
Oh.
The Killers in U2 play it in their live shows.
Okay.
And Prince covered it live twice, but there are no recordings that exist of it, which is a big disappointment to the lead singer and producer of the song, Mike Scott, who is the only like member who's been in the band all the way through. It's like one of those bands that have had like a million. Yeah. They've had actually 70 members of this band.
Oh my God. Holy cow.
Yeah. So it's a real good jam. We actually, I first heard it. My wife and I first heard it on, did you ever watch The Affair on Showtime?
I can't say I have, sir.
It was a good show. It was on that show. We heard it and we were both like, that's a jam, man. And so we've been jamming it since. So good song, Amanda. Good pick.
Love it.
Yeah. Zach, what do you got, bud?
I have a song from another. I had to stay with Jersey, man. Jersey's own The Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, the name of the song is called The Diamond Church Street Choir.
But the beat never leaves, and the temples of relief are to my aching bones rambling all over. And if I'm gone for too long, I can always hum along. So don't you never forget what I told you. Don't you never forget what I told you. Everybody singing, who does it better than we do?
Was on the album American Slang, released June 15th of the year 2010 on Side One Dummy Records. Produced by a gentleman named Ted Hutt. He is a founding member of Flogging Molly. Mm-hmm. He's produced all kinds of crazy stuff. Some Bouncing Souls, some Mighty Mighty Boston's, obviously some Flogging Molly, Old Crow Medicine Show. Oh. He's all over the map, man. So he's been doing it. So this is up there with one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite songs. So enjoy it.
Nice. Love
it. Yeah. That's it, man. That's it.
Good. All right. All right. Well, I feel like we're to the end of the episode. If you haven't, I mean, you should probably be able to see it. We made a new logo for Bailed Out.
I love it.
What do you think about that, guys?
I love it. It's just good. A little subtle tweaky tweaks, but I do enjoy it.
I'm glad you like it, Zach.
Yeah, I do.
I've had a lot of time on my hands, so I was just fucking around one day.
Yeah.
I was like, let me see what I can do with this bad boy.
Let's do something. I like it. I dig it.
So good. I'm glad you like it. It's out there. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Let us know. Give us some feedback if you want. Leave a voicemail.
Leave a voicemail.
Because you can do that.
Mm-hmm. You sure all can. Right.
All right, man. What do you got? You got anything else?
That's it. That's all I have.
All right. Well, fuck you, Pauly Shore.
Fuck you, bud.
And I deserve it.
Yeah.